Okay, Bezer Hashem, tonight, I think it's going to be 10-minute Chassidus, and not 10-minute Musar. I don't see any Misnagdim walking out. The Mishnah in Shkalim tells us in Perek Aleph, Mishnah Aleph, Bechod Ba'adar Mashmiim Al Hashkalim. There's a connection between this week's Parsha, Parsha's Kisisa, and Ador itself. Somehow the collection of the Shkalim is on a Kabbalistic level connected to Ador. What's the connection? Another question. This week's Parsha begins, Kisisa, when you raise up to count Klal Yisrael, asks Nesiva Shalom, why is it described as raising up, Kisifkot, Klal Yisrael is being counted. Tonight I want to talk about an amazing man. I wonder how many of the younger Talmidim, I hope the Grus guys are familiar with the name, but by a show of hands, how many of people have heard of Yosef Mendelevich? Not many. The man's life story is an absolutely mind-boggling story. In fact, one of the Grus guys told me, who knows who he is, he said to me that this book, which is an absolutely amazing book called Unbroken Spirit, about Yosef Mendelevich, is the Grus guy's bathroom reading. That's pretty good. That you got to be really holy. If that's what your bathroom reading is, and minastam, it's mutter. I don't know, yesh ladan. Okay, the rabbanim are beginning to doubt whether he could read in the bathroom. But if that's their bathroom reading, I've been tough on the Grus guys here and there. So if that's their bathroom reading, they're doing very, very well. In all seriousness, Yosef Mendelevich grew up in the Soviet Union. He describes growing up as a child in the Soviet Union. At the time when Israeli children my age were celebrating their bar mitzvahs, my life felt empty and bare. No one bothered to induct me to a life of Torah, and only the smallest spark of Jewishness inherited from my father glowed like an ember in my heart. His father clued him on that he was a Yid. Tried to get a matzah every once in a while for Pesach. At the home, a kind of duality prevailed. Outward acceptance of the Soviet regime, inward observance of some semblance of Jewish tradition. So there's this duality that he lives. He knows that there's something deep inside of him that's Jewish. And then something awful happens. Winter vacation, January 1957. I am 10 years old. As I return home with my sister after a New Year's performance, my mother opens the door with trembling hands. Our home is being searched. Ultimately, his father is arrested on trumped-up charges. He says, I vividly remember the trip to see my father in the prison. You can imagine the horror that afflicted an 11-year-old upon seeing his father in a tattered uniform marching in a long column. My mother could not help crying aloud. Ultimately, his mother had a nervous breakdown. Rabbi Yosef, who lives here in Eretz Yisrael today, describes that the world seemed upside down, but something amazing began to tick inside of him. All that had once been secure no longer seemed so. No justice after his father was arrested. No one to rely on. I didn't even know that soon my mother would die. Darkness and oblivion encroached upon me. My entire life I've carried within me the image of a miserable, frightened Jewish family facing a large, menacing court building where my father was to be sentenced. A family powerless to save our loved one from a terrible fate. And then, an unexpected cry rose from my heart. A child 11 years old. Please, God, save us. I was frightened by my own cry. What was happening to me? To whom was I appealing? Looking back, I now understood that for the first time in my life, I was praying. No one had taught me how to pray. But I had begun to daven. What happens afterwards is that Yosef Mendelevich begins to attach himself to anything that has any semblance of Jewishness. There's a gnawing inside of him that there's something above and beyond that he's grown up with. And he describes, in the 1960s, there were Jews who clandestinely dreamed of Israel. He describes that one day he happened to see a car. Just think about, we're surrounded by Svarim, Sivrei Kedusha. Look what he was looking for, searching in every corner. I happened to see a car on a Riga street bearing an Israeli pennant. In the back seat was a magazine. The name of the magazine was B'Machaneh. And he has this massive she'ifa to come to Eretz Yisrael. A massive she'ifa to learn HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Torah. And he and his comrades, a few of these young men and women, decide to hijack a plane, which they knew was almost entirely destined to fail. And sure enough, they were tackled to the ground as they were about to get onto the plane. And then he spent 11 miserable years in prison. He describes his endurance in jail. Now alone in prison, I felt like I had become a prison like all the other criminals. On the other hand, I must fight to remain Jewish. To be a Jew, this is my salvation from my weakness. To act in such a way, he decides that he's going to do everything to defy the Soviet authorities, that they won't stand the chance of breaking me. How does one act like a Jew? By keeping HaKadosh Baruch Hu's mitzvahs. Ultimately, with the strength of many other Yidden, that he knew he wasn't alone, he was freed on February 18th, 1981. Rabosai, I decided that I wanted to talk to you about this tonight, and then I looked up the date, February 18th, 1981. I called my wife and asked her to look up on the computer in my office. I can't even get access on the computer. And she said it was Yud Dalid Adar Aleph Tav Shin Mem Aleph. So if we got our math right, tonight is the night that Yosef Mendelovich left prison. I thought it was somehow connected to Adar. I didn't even know it had taken place in Adar. But I think there are tremendous lessons about the Simcha of Adar and the Simcha of Rav Yosef Mendelovich that we can learn so much from. Says the Svas Emes, you know why Be'echod Ba'Adar Mashmiim Al Ashkolim? You know why Dafka Shkolim and Adar? Because of the following. Klal Yisrael decided to be Misnadev Shkolim Belibam. It was a mitzvah Sheikablu Aleim Besimcha, and it was a nedava that came from their heart, a nedava that a person decides to do, that comes from a passion that's inside of them. That is true simcha. And that's the connection between the koach ha-shekel, the koach of someone being menadev, and Adar. Adar is not simply about, I heard guys singing in the back before, beautiful, Mishnichnas Adar Marbim Simcha. And there are beautiful manifestations and expressions of Simcha. But then there's something else. There's the joy where a person is menadev something of himself, that he pushes something from inside of himself, that he gives something of himself, his whole mahus. That is the greatest Simcha. And listen to Rabbi Yosef's Lashon. I must confess that my 11 years in the prison were not at all gray and weary. Each day, listen to how he describes it, each day brought a new discovery, a new joy. Appearances were to the contrary. An onlooker who saw me would have pronounced me miserable. Indeed, what joy could be left to a starving slave laborer in the freezing expanses of Siberia? And yet I experienced it differently. A person who's decided that he's going to work to overcome something. A person who's decided on his own. Chu me'itchem, take from inside of you. If a person's going to decide to really, really give of his mahus, of his essence, so then in such a case, then that expression, as miserable it might be, could actually, in Rabbi Yosef's words, the words that he used were joy. And that means tonight, a person needs to make a cheshbon ha-nefesh. And that cheshbon ha-nefesh is whether we're really, really hitting of what Simchas Adar is all about. Mordechai HaTzadik lives a life that's under tremendous tension. Not to bow down to Haman, to put his life in danger, but das heis the Simcha of Adar. That's what the Simcha of Adar is all about. Happiness is not a person who doesn't live a life of tension. Happiness is the life of somebody who believes that he's part of something and he's overcoming something and he's attaching himself to something that's greater. Greater than himself. And therefore, I want you to ask yourself a question. Is there a challenge that you're trying to overcome? That you'll, be'ezer Hashem, be able to have that tremendous bechina of simcha. To be able to stare down an entire evil empire. That's what Rabbi Yosef Mendelevich did. Every single one of us has the kochos inside of ourselves to be able to do that. The evil empire of the Yetzirah, the evil empire of Midos Ros, and sometimes it takes 11 years to be trapped in a Beis HaSoar. It's not going to happen overnight. It's going to take time. And then lesson number two is that it's not just Stam, the Bechina of Simcha, when a person overcomes, but it's the Bechina of Nidava. Someone who's really a No Dev Lev, he mamish gives over his whole mahus of himself to commit himself to be able to achieve that godless. Listen to the foreword of this book of Unbroken Spirit. This is the yesod of those Yidin who were mamish moser nefesh. The message, Kremlin leaders made one fatal error. They failed to anticipate the termination of those who made the decisions to be guided by the compass of principle and truth. The refuseniks, Jews who were refused permission to emigrate, were determined to live life as free men, even in a totalitarian country. But there was a price that had to be paid. The message of those who broke with the Soviet system never wavered. Life without principles was a life without meaning. And here's the punchline. Truth demanded sacrifice. The true simcha is not only someone who overcomes an obstacle, but true simcha is a product of somebody who's willing to sacrifice lamana emes. That's this bechina of Adar. That's the bechina of the shekel. Chume yitchem. It's got to come from a deep heart inside of you. Says in the Nesivah Shalom very, very strongly. And this Rabbosai, how much of this do we actually do? Strongly, not in a harsh way, but in a very, very deep way. V'haynu shetikchu me'itchem, chu me'itchem truma l'Hashem, haynu shetikchu me'itchem me'atzmiyuschem, mitamtzis ha'nefesh, person has to take from the essence of his soul, haynu es ha'dovar sh'ata choyshek boy u'mesave elo b'mo'oid, the things that are the hardest to be mevater on. Those are the things that a person needs to give truma l'Hashem. And that's Simchas Ador. Not the easy niggin to sing, but something that's quite a bit deeper than that. For sure, the niggin's the start. There are things that have to come that are a little bit more deeper. Finally, kisisa, not kisifkoi. Finally, what Rabbi Yosef Mendelevich did, what kept him going, was that he describes in his father's notes to him after his mother died when he was in prison. His father sent notes to him and kept him abreast as the world was fighting for him and all other Jews, for their freedom to be able to come to Arzeinu HaKadosha. And he writes to his father something amazing. This is the last lesson that I want to share with you. even if there are reasons to expect my imminent release, I ask you not to write them to me. Why? I don't need such reports. What mattered is not the freedom, he writes backwards, looking back. What mattered was not the freedom of the individual, but the entire people, every single Jew who was trapped behind the Iron Curtain. Says the Noam Elimelech, something amazing about the Kedusha of the Machzis HaShekel. Here are his words. And Rabosai, if you don't struggle with what the Noam Elimelech is struggling with, then I think we're not being honest with ourselves. Listen to his words. It's quoted by the Slonim Rebbe in Maimar Kisisa. Shenosan HaKadosh Baruch Hu Eitzel La'am Hashem. The Bechina of Machzis HaShekel is an Eitzel that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us. Eich Yisnagu Lovo El Amitas Avodas Hashem. Achar She'ein Tzadik Ba'aretz. No one here. Every single person here. Ein Tzadik Ba'aretz Asher Lo Yecheta. Every single person here has deep chesronos in Chassidish terms. Has deep chesronos in the Ramach Eivarim in the Shesagidim. Through the Averis. How could we use the same mouth for Torah if we've done Averis with the mouth? How could we use those Eivarim? The last condition is that a person needs to connect himself to Klal Yisrael. And the Machzis HaShekel is all about that. The Machzis HaShekel is a person's tziruf to the klal. Kisisa, the way in which a person raises himself up from the reality that he's just another number with strengths and weaknesses, is the ability to connect to the klal. And Rabbi Yosef Mendelevich would never have had that koach to be able to survive those 11 years, that determination to defy evil that the world had never seen before. One could argue that in some ways it was worse than the evil of the Nazis. But he was able to stare it down because he felt he was part of this greater muhus. And he knew that his own shortcomings would be supplemented with Klal Yisrael, with the connection to Klal Yisrael. So now I ask you to ask yourself the following question. Machzis HaShekel represents a half. You and I are incomplete without each other. Only with another chetzi are we complete. We spoke about the idea of Mesiris Nefesh. We spoke about Simcha as being a result of a person to be able overcoming something that seems almost entirely impossible. How are we going to be Moser Nefesh for Klal Yisrael? In a way, the question for ourselves is harder than the question that Rabbi Yosef Mendelevich had. We're surrounded Sifrei Kedusha. We're surrounded with Jews. We're surrounded by plenty. We're not alone in a prison cell. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to us, you and I have shortcomings. And we have a responsibility to be mitztaref to a greater klal, to be able to overcome them and become part of something that's greater. I don't have an easy answer, but I leave off with a question. How are we going to be zocha to kisisa? But one thing I do know, the look of this man's face after he was freed, definitely represented the koach of Klal Yisrael and the essence of Klal Yisrael Simcha. And inside of every single one of us is that koach. And inside of every single one of us is a tremendous opportunity to be Mekadesh Shem Shemayim.
But the only way that's going to happen is if we're going to do something that in a way was almost more challenging than Rabbi Yosef's challenge. And that is for a person to ask himself how he's going to do these three things. How is he going to be Mekayim, truly be Mekayim Simcha? How is he truly going to be a Nodev Lev? And how ultimately is he going to be able to be Mitztaref to Kedushas Klal Yisrael? Be'ezer Hashem, we should be zeicha to the chin of Kisisa.